See, federal workers, contractors, or retirees. That is it. Anybody else on Earth or America does not have to pay file and pay income tax. But the question comes, what to do about the states? You know, for every state, you know, they're not the same because America is 50 countries in the union. Not one country. We have 50 countries. Every state is a country. So in this presentation, I'll cover the basics of state income taxes, how to handle them, what they're like, and not. So let me just give me give it a little bit. I got to do one, two, couple small things ready for you guys about this. I'm looking for the instructions for California 540 tax form because and what we're going to be talking about is the federal law and how it relates to state laws. Okay. So let's see now. I think we got that pretty much ready to go. Yep. Okay. Let's see. Line 10A. Okay. All right. Okay. I think we're good. All right. So by the way, before I go on, let me remind you guys, tomorrow night, we are going to be having our Restore Freedom Rally, February 2nd, the evening banquet, all the way through the evening of the 5th, 2024 in Orlando, Florida. It's a great event, folks, because you know you have been lied to about so many things. Now you have the opportunity to learn the truth that they don't want you to know. So let's go down, folks, to see we got this fabulous speakers. Our special Sunday night banquet speaker, Dr. Peter St. Ong. Okay. We have myself, Stu Peters, Joe Bannister, Connor Boyack, Mindy Robinson, James Edwards, Ellen Brown, Dr. Mary Crowley, Joby Weeks, Alex Simon, and Jim Gale speaking at the event, folks. And we still have a few tickets available for sale. Okay. So you can get the whole shebang, everything, folks, available still. It's only 650, include all meals and banquets, everything, including the Slave Nation World Premiere with red carpets, folks, okay, Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. So 650 per couple for the whole royal event package. And a couple is only 800. That's right. Just a little bit more for your spouse, okay? And then you cannot don't want the food, no problem. General admission is also very affordable, okay? 225 single, 300 for a couple, okay? And the banquets, are you can get them separately if you want to as well. So, but the Restore Freedom class Monday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is not only free, we will pay for your warm lunch. Now, how can it get even better than that? Not only you don't pay nothing, we'll pay for you to be fed. Because we want you to be there in class, in person, and learn how we can restore freedom in America together. So be there if you can. You get some time. Just get all that time off. Monday is the most important part. Restore freedom class, you definitely want to be there. Okay? One day admissions are available for those people who cannot make it, you know, only one day they can make it, fine. It's available, 120 available per person if you wish. So all this, folks, and more, you have a chance to meet like-minded truth and freedom seekers like yourself. Connect with exhibitors, are freedom-minded, and have products and services that you are interested in, want to know, that did not even exist. Yes, at this place you find products and services that otherwise would not be available to you really out there. So plan to be there, folks. If you cannot make it in person, watch it online, okay? Very affordably. It was $59 to, you know, watch it live. Okay, it's 5-9. And remember, the Monday class, however, is completely free in person or live. Okay? So with that, I think we're about ready to get started recording. Are you guys ready to go, guys, on the recording? Oh, by the way, before I get ready for that, let me share with you guys the hotel. The Restore Freedom Rally will be at Avanti Palms in Orlando. Yes, this is a beautiful Avanti Palms, folks. Look at that. You come take, get out the cold. Get out the snow. You got time still. We got some tickets left. And it's a beautiful place with a big pool for the kids and adults to enjoy, have some fun, warm up. And you know, beautiful, this is a resort, folks. Yes, a bunch of hotels, resorts. Relax, have a good time. Come a few days extra if you want. You know, this is a place that you want to be. Oh, man, I love that blue water. I tell you guys, I'm going to be at the day after Tuesday, I'm going to be at the pool. Okay? And you want to be there also, relaxing after a few days of meeting like-minded friends that are interested in truth and freedom. Being the speakers and exhibitors are going to be there bringing you things that you cannot easily find out there. Okay, with that, we're going to start recording just momentarily. I'm going to bring my favorite book cover here, The Federal Mafia by the late, great Irvin Schiff. And we shall start momentarily. Here we go. Hello, my friend. I am Peyman Motaede, president of Freedom Law School, who created Freedom Law School in 1996. A lot of people have learned through Freedom Law School that the people of the 50 states are not required to file income tax. Only citizens and residents of D.C., Washington, D.C., federal workers, contractors, retirees, they have to pay income tax, not you. But how about the states? What do you do about your state income tax? Well, this presentation will give you an answer to those questions that you have. So let's go to a map that shows the states that do or do not have a federal income tax in America. The states with a gray do not have a state income tax. Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Nevada, Wyoming, South Dakota, Alaska, and New Hampshire only taxes dividends and interest, which most people do not have anyhow. The ones with the darker colors have the highest state income tax rate. California is the highest, followed by New York, Oregon, Minnesota, as you can see on this map. Generally, the more communist the state, the higher the state income taxes are. So if you have to live in one of these states that does claim to have a state income tax, what do you do? Well, let's see. There's going to be two categories, basically. One category is states that do follow federal law and or federal forms, and therefore you are not required to file income tax because you're not required to pay federal income tax to begin with. California is one of those states. Okay. On the other hand, you got some states that do not follow federal law, like Pennsylvania. So remember, America is not one country. It's 50 countries in the union, which is why the president of the United States always gives once a year a state of the union address, not the state of the country address. America is not a country. It's a union of 50 countries, plus the agent of the states, the federal governments, that's supposed to do a common needs of the states, like foreign defense, foreign relations, common money. There's only 18 specific powers that was given to the federal government, and that is it. So your state could be in either one of these categories. Five states, I'll tell you, on a category that do not follow federal law. And income taxes are independent of the federal laws and system. Those are Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas. All the other states follow the federal law firms. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of examples of these for you to see, okay? This is, now we're going to go to the California. This is the California resident income tax return 540, okay, for year 2023. You go down here, you see on line 13, it says, enter federal adjusted gross income from federal form 1040. Well, let's look at the federal 1040. Here it is. Okay, we're going to go down to line, here we go, adjusted gross income on line 11. This is your adjusted gross income. Well, but guess what? Since you are not a person required to file and pay federal income taxes, a federal tax form would have zero for you, absolute zero. Same as someone from Egypt, Russia, France, or Germany. If you zero on there, U.S. federal income tax as well. This doesn't apply to them. So if you take zero and add it to your state form, guess what? You still get zero, okay? Because based upon this number, you have nothing to pay state of California, for example, okay? And again, remember, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, okay, they define very key things, and the term United States, where U.S. citizen is hinged upon, term United States refers to District of Columbia. That's right. State and United States only mean the District of Columbia. And you're not that. Very few of you are from the District of Columbia. Therefore, it does not apply to you at all to begin with. Okay. So, that being the case, this is zero. You don't have to file a California federal income tax return. Here's the California laws. Okay. And you notice here, section 1771 says section 61 of the Internal Revenue Code related to gross income defined shall apply. Well, again, as you see here, they're relating to the Internal Revenue Code federal tax law definitions. That does not apply to us at all. Okay? All right. So now, let's go to Pennsylvania. A different game, Pennsylvania, okay? So here's a PA 40 Pennsylvania income tax return form for year 2021, okay? So here we go down on this form, further down on line 1A. They ask for gross compensation, okay? What is gross compensation? Let's look further into this, okay? And you see here we go on the Pennsylvania Personal Income Tax Return Instructions Booklet for Pennsylvania. They tell us here, overview. Pennsylvania taxable compensation includes, but is not limited to, salaries, wages, tips, gratuities, commissions, bonuses, and blah, 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 everything else, okay? Now, it does mention, you know, the amount your employee reports in box 16 of your W-2 usually shows your PA tax and compensation if the W-2 includes PA withholding in box 13. But that's not conclusive language to me that Pennsylvania intended to follow federal law, because folks, instruction booklets are not law. The law is the law, written by legislature, not by the executive branch, IRS, or state income tax agencies. So when you go to Pennsylvania law now, to be very clear and very sure about this. Here's Pennsylvania code, okay, about compensation. What does it say in section 101.6? It says Compensation includes items of remuneration received directly to an agent and blah, 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 right? All cash or property. The key part is right here. These items include salaries, wages, commissions, bonuses, stock options, and more, but there's no reference to federal law or federal definitions in any way whatsoever. This is why Pennsylvanians have to pay Pennsylvania income tax, okay? And it's independent of the federal system. Now, I've been compiling the laws of all the 50 states and the forms that claim to have state income tax. And it's a big project, folks, because there's 42 states in America that claim to have some kind of income tax. I've not had the chance to check every single one of them. That's one of my projects. This summer, after tax season, when things go down, catch up, and put it on our website, freedomlawschool.org, for you with more detailed information. Also, letters, sample letters to bring this up before your employer or before administrative hearings. You know, these things are going to be, you know, spelled out, okay? So, but that's not done yet. I'll promise you, I'll put it on you as soon as I can. But remember that some states do not even have a state income tax. So I highly recommend you consider, if you can, move your business or your work to one of these states with no state income tax. Florida, the Freedom State, is your best choice. Tennessee is a good choice also. Yeah, Tech has a nice weather all around. Four seasons, more like Texas. It'll be, you know, hot or cold if you want. South Dakota's cold. Wyoming is cold. Nevada's hot. Alaska's cold. New Hampshire also is kind of a little bit cold, but not too terribly. So one option you have to get away from state income taxes to move. Nowadays that people work long distance on internet and traveling has become much lower in cost than it was 34 years ago, it's easier to move and choose to live and work in a state with no state income tax. That's what I did. I left the communist state of California, came to the free state of Florida, right? People living in California, New York, this high state income tax state, joined the exodus toward freedom, come to Florida, folks. There's no reason why you have to be stuck there for most of you, okay? Especially if you're doing your own thing, your own business of some kind, that's an easy way to go. And you know what? If you cannot leave right now, that's okay. You can transition out. Yes, you can plan the 1 or 2 or 3 years from now to leave. You can maybe, you know, wind things down and go there. Things are going fast. Opportunities are going fast in states with no state income tax like Florida. Why? Because it's freedom here. You don't have all these control rules and regulations to stop you, slow you down, and tax you to death. So people out there working, having fun, keep the money and spending it and creating more jobs because the money's not going down the rat hole of the governments. So consider moving out into Florida and other no state income tax states in time. For example, I know registered nurses that say, oh, pay money, I got a good job in California. I tell them, well, fine, but there's jobs begging to be filled in Florida for registered nurses, for electricians, for all kinds of tradesmen, mechanics of all sorts, you know, construction, because, you know, there's so much growth going to happen, you know, when there's freedom out there in America, okay? So consider moving, you know, as soon as you can, and that will go a long way also. So besides that, folks, check our website, freedomlawschool.org. Sometime in late summer, hopefully we have a project done. We have by states listed the laws of the states. Do they follow the federal law or not? And what you can do with those instructions. So with that, folks, I give you guys my love. I wish you all freedom, my friends. I would love for you to be free. I want to live in a free, live and let live, a love and let love world. Free of oppression, tyranny, and people forcing you to do this or that in the name of, I'm the government. I'm here to help you. Which is not true. They're there to control you, enslave you, rob you, and use it against you. You know that. So, but the way to freedom, it starts with you. You have to choose freedom. You have to choose to take the time to go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay, and start educating yourself about all these things. And then when you do it, you go through it, folks, in your car. You're stuck in your car every day going to and from work. So do that. Listen and go the 7 steps, okay, to free yourself of virus deception, fear, robbery, slavery, and you can live free with a 100% guarantee if you choose that. The 7 steps are right there, folks. Go through them. We're on social media as well, on this platform you see up here, and more. And folks, in 7 steps, follow the law. The first step is the most important to start with. Start with that. Make sure you understand it. Step number 2, folks, is your natural next step. Stop filing income tax forms. You put a rope around your neck when you do that, right? Step 3 is natural progression. Realize that the IRS is over 99% bluff. Yes. The major media for decades have brainwashed you to be afraid of the Wizard of Oz, the IRS. That's right. They're literally playing with your brain, okay, to brainwash you. You don't need to be afraid, folks, okay? In fact, step 4, you can take courage from our victories because ours is a myth. They're not the powerful Godzilla that the media makes them up to be. In fact, no student of Freedom Law School has ever gone to prison for federal taxes, nor had the paycheck or bank account levied or home or business seized by the IRS. Yep. And step 5, folks, is you can question authority, right? You do not have to pay tribute to the it's really slavery. It's really IRS. You can simply write your Congress members and file and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. Very simple, folks. It's there on our website, the simple steps for free for every one of you to take and be free. And I invite you to consider that you may want to have the privilege of a lifetime, 100% guaranteed protection for you if you choose that, okay? Because you don't need to. You can be do it for your own for free. Yes, IRS are leaving non-filers alone. Okay, it's on our website, freedomlawschool.org. But if you choose to be like America's modern-day founding fathers, like these great men in 1776, 1780s, okay, you can join our Restore Freedom Plan, and you can enjoy 100% guarantee when you legally stop filing and paying income taxes, okay? As long as you remain a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, we'll prevent IRS from levying your money or Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full, and you will not go to prison. Yes. And folks, we want to invite you to be a modern Paul Revere and spread the word, arm Americans with the law, with the truth, and restore freedom for America and our families. So with that, folks, I give you all my love. I'll be back with you next Thursday night for another recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. Good night. Okay. Let's go now to our next part of the program. We're going to bring Ed Zoll, one of the producers of the great eye-opening documentary, Died Suddenly, which exposed the dangers of the corona jab, okay, how it's actually endangering, hurting, and killing people, folks. He is an intelligent young man. I'm very glad to have had the privilege of meeting him and working with them to educate and wake up and empower you, the American people, to wake up and take our country back. Ed, you there before we take some questions from our callers and about freedom and IRS and state income tax agencies? Let's see, is Ed there? Is not there right now? Okay. Well, when he comes, let me know, okay? So let's see, I need a pen, guys, to take notes, okay? All right, so now we got some callers. We're ready to ask questions. We're going to put the call number on the screen. If you have a question, call us at 657-383-1755. You heard it right. 657-383-1755, and I will take your questions one person at a time. We have our callers right now. We have two callers from area code 602. Ray TV answering his question answered, followed by another caller from area code 914. So call from area code 602, you're live. Please give me your first name. You heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question, please.
Yes,
hello. Are you there? Yes.
I'm here. Yes,
what's your name?
Sam. Sam.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Sam?
Stu Peters.
Very well. And how may I help you, Sam?
Yes, okay. I've been with you for a while, and you've helped me out in the past. And, I called my 401k company that my employer has, and I said, hey, if I quit my job and I want to pull my 401k money out, how long does it take? What's the process? All this. She said, well, you know, as soon as we get the forms from your employer that actually have terminated your employment, well, then that's when we can send you the forms. I said, okay, so what's my balance in there? They give it to me. And I said, so I'm going to get all of that money then. If I choose to waive you taking anything out for taxes, I want to get every dime of it. Can I do that? She said, no, you cannot do that. There's a law that says we have to keep 20% for federal for your federal taxes. And I said, well, there's got to be somewhere around that, because from what I understand, I don't have to pay federal taxes. And so there's got to be a form or something I could fill out to eliminate that 20% holding, because I want to take every cent of it out. She says, no, that is not possible. I said, can you send me the forms then now before I terminate my employment? She says, no, we have to have from your employer the forms that show that you have terminated employment, then you have access to the forms. So is there a way around that that you know of?
She gave the wrong answer and then took you down deep in the wrong answer rabbit hole. You don't have to necessarily get another job with a 401k plan. Many companies don't have a 401k plan at all. What happens when you leave, you are allowed to roll over or transfer that money into a individual retirement account or an IRA. That could be a self-directed IRA, for example, okay? When you do that, because it is another retirement account, according to what they understand of the law, it's meant to be there until you reach age 59 and a half. That money is not going to be taken out by you until that time. It's a tax-free transfer. It's not like you're taking it right now and spending it. In that case, they believe they got to take 20% out. But if you tell them that, no, I want to transfer that money to my own IRA, they'll say, oh, well, you didn't say that. He asked the wrong question, got the wrong answer. Yes, you can transfer it over, roll it over in your own IRA. So you want to roll it over into the IRA, okay? Ask them, they should recognize that, and you should be just fine. No,
okay, so
there, withholding
it's,
at
not,
all.
It's not possible for me to pull it all cash and do something else with it.
Well, what? Now, hold on. That's step one. Once it goes in the IRA, now if you want, you can take it out of yourself, you know, and don't have that stealing withholding. But it's got, you got to first put it to IRA first. Yeah, you got to go to extra step. That's all.
Okay.
You got to play the game. Folks, smart people, rich people, that's what they do. They get, you know, they know all these things, you know. So you got to roll it over into IRA first. Let them do
okay.
that. Then you take it out. And then the self-directed IRA is what you want because it gives you control of it, you know, not the ones that you go to a Bank of America or some other entity that, you know, these big corporations. Do not do business with any big corporation, okay? So
okay.
that's what you want to do. Now, as a student, become a, if you become a Restore Freedom Plan member, if anything comes up, any problem, challenges will help you, guide you through. Usually it's not a problem, all these things, but, you know, once in a while you come across some ignorant people of these companies that give you a hard time because they're afraid they're going to be in trouble with the IRS. So, but otherwise, you should be just fine.
Awesome.
Okay, Sam?
Thank you very much. Yep, I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
You.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Welcome, Sam. My pleasure. 9-1 for area caller. Okay, is we have Ed here? No, not yet. Okay, no problem. You are live on Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. If you have a question, go ahead and ask it now. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello? How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good evening, Mr. Payman. Thank you so much for all you do. This is amazing. I truly appreciate it. My name is Ross. I heard from you from Mike Adams, Half Ranger. I listen to him very often, and your interview with him was amazing. Currently, I'm a New York State resident, and I just started a new job, but I wanted to move to Florida anyways. But now I have a motivation to move to Florida to get a residency there. And my question is that if I move to Florida and have a residency from Florida and I work in New York, do I still need to pay New York taxes, New York State taxes? And partial question number two is that if I create a LLC in Florida and work for my employer like I'm a business, does New York State taxes still apply to my Florida LLC?
No, well, you asked two questions. First of all, if you form your own corporation or LLC in Florida and you live in Florida, that's it. There's no state income tax by anybody. In New York has no more state income tax on you than Georgia has or Montana. Okay? So that's a good way to go. Number two, if you work from in Florida for a New York company, let's say, okay, now in that case, all of New York thinks you owe them income tax because the money is coming from New York. You don't owe New York any money either because New York follows federal law and federal definitions. So if you don't have any federal income, which you don't, you have no New York as a state income to pay New York income tax either.
So
either way,
so if I,
you're free.
Thank you so much. So if I file the exempt form for New York for the federal, that means down because it follows the federal, then New York State accepts Social Security, Medicare. I don't have to basically pay the state, right?
You don't have to pay state in New York because New York follows federal law, and you have no federal tax income to put on the federal New York form.
And as you show at the beginning of the program, if it's zero federal, okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Payman. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Have a good evening.
Okay, folks.
Thank you.
I love you, brother. Thank you, Ross, for calling. Let's put the call number on the screen. If you have questions, call 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. I'll take your question live. 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now let's take your question. After this call, we have from area code 409. You're live with Freedom Law School, my friend. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there from area code 409? You're live, my friend. Are you there? Ask your question.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Payman Hadley from Texas again, my third week in a row to call. How you doing, brother?
What's your first name?
Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y.
Hadley, okay, very good, Hadley. Okay, very good.
Yeah, there's many reasons why this is my last time to file a 1040, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm doing the program now by writing exempt on my W-4. Okay. I'm still working with my payroll to stop them from taking out payroll taxes. Okay, and they're busy. They're busy. They're saying we're looking into it. We're this. We're that. I understand. I'm not going to push them. Now, when I go online on your website, I tried to start the application process, and I was trying to put it in 2024, but it says you can't do it. Something about the future. So. If I
we fixed that. We fixed that. Try it again right now. We now take applications from 2024 right now if you want.
Okay, great. But my question is, if I'm filing for 2023, I'm filing a 1040, I'm doing it. There's many reasons why I'm doing it. Do I need to join now or wait to 2025 to be protected for 2024?
You can join now, be protected for 2024, and get any all assistance you may need dealing with employers and third parties, like what you're going through, you get that because you're joining now. And you always get a 10% discount on your membership because you're joining now in 2024.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Love you, brother. I'll see you soon.
All right, Hadley. My pleasure. Okay, we have another caller now. America 262. Call from America 262. You're live on Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Oh, hi. My name is Dawn. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. How I heard, I saw you on Stu Peters, and question is, if I'm not a member yet, if I file an extension for my S-Corp and personal taxes, will that make me liable for 2023?
Nope.
Okay, so I could file an extension just in case because I'm not quite sure where I want to go yet. I'm sure I need to call you and get an interview, I suppose, to see my tax situation. But so if I file an extension, it does not obligate you.
No, it does not.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you.
Although you do have Dawn time right now to educate yourself, okay? I mean, April 15th is, over 2 months away still. So take your time.
S-Corp would be March 15th.
What's that?
S-Corp is March 15th.
Versus, yes. Well, I'll show you a very simple, actually, answer to your question. Your question is rather easy. You see, here we go. Let's go to our screen. This is, remember, the definitions from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code. Okay, there's a chapter 79 on definitions. And it says when used in this title, what title are they talking about? Title 26. This is a partial book of the Internal Revenue Code. Okay, this actual book from 1959, I think it is, this little book that a friend of mine gave it to me as a gift, the gem, okay? So they have these things online up for free, as you're seeing here, and it defines many things. The term United States, to your amazement, you see when it's defined, amongst other things, does not list or include any of the 50 states and only lists District of Columbia. Does not mention any U.S. territories either, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, American Samoa, none of them other territories of the U.S. are not listed. So the term United States, that's what it means. And the term, and then so now you got corporations and partnerships. So we go down to A30, as you see on my screen right now, the term United States person is a work of art and has its own special meanings. United States person means a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, a corporation domestic to District of Columbia, a domestic corporation in District of Columbia. So United States means D.C. Once I told you, you should know, you should remember. They do not need to define it 50 times. Because you get it, that United States in the federal tax law means D.C. only, unless otherwise provided in different contexts or chapters or subchapters. They have their own definitions. But for the whole thing, it applies to D.C. So your corporation does not have to file any tax return with the IRS either. So you see it right there in front of you is there. Now, what you want to do is if you can come to the Restore Freedom Rally on Monday the 5th in Florida, Orlando. If you can't make it, watch it online for free on our website, restorefreedomrally.org, which you get from our website, Freedom Rally, freedomlawschool.org. The link will be there too. And you'll be clear about all this stuff, so you do not need to file an extension. But if you get too busy, you don't have the time to check it out, you need more time, that's fine. Fill out the form, get extension, and give yourself more time to further verify this for yourself and be comfortable for yourself about all this. Okay?
I did refer, thanks. I did refer a friend who signed up with you, I think, last month. So I'm familiar with your process. We've kind of looked at your videos together. Can I ask one other question?
Sure.
I'm 59, so if I were to retire at 62, I'm employed too, as well as having an S corp. So, if I were to stop my taxes, does that stop you from being able to qualify for your retirement?
What retirement?
Social Security.
No.
You can still file for Social Security if you stop paying your taxes now.
Hold on, there is no your taxes to begin with.
Well, true.
You never owed income tax to begin with. So what you got to do, you got to change your mindset. There was no your taxes. There was no Don's income tax to begin with.
Well,
so
I guess
you
technically income tax.
You were tricked and deceived all these decades to pay income tax. It's okay to be free, and it does not affect your ability to if you want to apply for Social Security. I recommend it to people because I do not like socialism. I'm against socialism. The money that you paid into it for decades did not go in a trust fund at all. It was spent right away down the federal rat hole of corruption, waste, wars, bank bailouts, and more of the same. So, but if you wanted to do that, that's your choice. That would be still available for you.
Okay, yeah. I guess that's true because they are two mutually exclusive taxes, aren't they?
No, it's just that the lie that politicians have told you for decades that your money goes in a trust fund for your retirement is just that's a lie. By law, it must be spent right away, and it is spent right away, just like income taxes.
Yes, very true.
Any other questions,
okay, well,
Don?
No, but
by the way, Don,
since
you're the first time I trust and the person joined, you get a 25% referral reward of that person's first year membership, which will apply to toward your membership. You need money.
Oh,
that, you
wow.
can put that money right now down on your membership. Yes, you can do that. And once you join, then not even with a payment plan and refer somebody else, now you get 50% of the new people refer to us of their first membership as your referral rewards. And not only that could pay off your membership, but we can send you cash in the mail, referral reward, crypto, gold, could be thousands or millions. So congratulations, you got your first step. Okay, so call us, let us know who that person is. Okay, we're gonna apply that 25% to your membership.
Okay, well, thank you, Paymon.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Good night. Do you have Ed with us? Did you join yet? Nope. Okay, no problem. So folks, I want to get ready for the Restore Freedom Rally coming up this starting tomorrow night. So if you have no more questions, I'm going to bid you all good night. And I hope you're going to be watching me online or in person in Orlando, Florida at the Restore Freedom Rally. One more chance. If you have a question, You have to get your question now answered. Call 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I'll take your question now. 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Last chance to get your question answered. Otherwise, I want to thank you all for listening to me. Remember, it's well known, people suffer for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is costly. And you must seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What you want to do is go to our website. Yes. Go to freedomlawschool.org, folks. Okay? And there, take the 7 steps, okay, to free yourself of our deception and robbery, and tell others about us, folks. Yes. Wake up, America, and we'd love to reward you. Thank you, and paying, and, you know, we have to pay you also for opening your mouth and sharing the freedom and news to other people like Donna did. So, Don, thank you very much. We love you. Have a great evening. I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Okay. Thank you. That was quick. My voice is something wrong with it. I don't know why. I'm tired. Not enough sleep. That's part of it.
We need to make sure you get well up before this rally.
Why do you think sometime in the morning I come a little bit later? Now you see why. Because when I don't get enough rest, first place it shows in my voice.
You got to save your voice until after your presentation. And Monday, all three are going to be speaking. So.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be make sure at the rally I get my sleep.
Yeah.
I go early, and you guys run everything. My wife oftentimes does not get enough sleep, you know, and yeah, make sure things are running. You guys do, because I found without the voice, I don't have a presentation.
Well, we got Aaron this time, so
yeah.
Still,
Aaron here.
Yeah.
Well, I got you guys who are dependable and get the job done. Sadly, don't worry about it.